Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And very excited about having our good friend Terry Neese back on the show. Terry is the president and CEO of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women. And she is an entrepreneur in her own right. She is a small business owner. And she has been, for as long as I've, well, before I knew her and all the times that I've known her for now, you know, over a decade, she has been a great resource for the marketplace, for entrepreneurs, but especially for women. She's our good friend, Terry Neese. Welcome back to the show.
Good to hear your voice, Jim. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you for joining us again. Terry, the election that we just had a couple months ago was a groundswell election. I mean, it was an incredible election. And I think people don't really realize how big of a change that election created. You know, we know, everybody knows what happened in Washington, but the state houses, the local county commissioners, this was a landslide election created Republican majorities across the country. And folks, I'm just reporting the news here. This is not a judgment on my part. But when we look at the states that haven't had a Republican majority in their legislatures in over a century, and now they do, and it went all the way down the stream. So here's my question: how much of that change was influenced by women?
Well, a huge number. There is no gender gap. You know, we don't have a gender gap anymore. Women, and especially women business owners, really turned out significantly to vote. You know, the Institute is a 501c3, and mm-hmm. we're nonpartisan. We don't get involved politically as for one party or another. But what happened on November 2nd was a major earthquake with a message. And the message was, all the way from the courthouses up to the top, was, we are fed up, we're not going to take it anymore. And from the women business owner perspective, it was, we have a budget, we stay within our budget, we balance our budget, and you guys should too. You work for us, we pay your salary, and we're giving you a performance review at the ballot box, and we want you out of there, and we want the new people to balance the budget and quit spending. And that was the message.
A lot of years, for the last several years, actually, maybe a generation or two, the woman's vote in America has been skewed towards social issues, including abortion, including, you know, a lot of things that were not so much marketplace driven. But as you and I have reported on the show, the growth of women business ownership in America has just become one of the phenomenon out there of that we've seen in the last 10, 15 years. And so, as you say, now that these people are saying, wait a minute, I'm making payroll, I'm paying taxes, I'm dealing with regulations, this is affecting my family. Are you saying that women are realizing more that it's not just about social issues, it's about marketplace issues, free market issues?
They are. As more and more women do step up and open their businesses and grow and sustain their businesses, they understand that if they are going to employ people and keep people employed in their business, they have got to pay less taxes. They've got to have fewer regulations,
or the taxes that we pay have to have some kind of return, not just be wasted.
Right. I mean, they are amazed that our federal government or state government gets away with spending money the way they do on the things that they spend it on, and they're angry about it. And so they don't understand how the system works, and they are learning how the system works, and they don't like it. They don't think it's ethical. They don't think it's the way to run the government, nor is it the way to run a business. And they are becoming more and more involved in this process, and that is a good thing for America.
It is.
And women are, you know, they are concerned about the social issues, but right now the economic issues are at the top of their mind. They want to continue to grow their business, and in order to grow their business, they know they have got to have fewer taxes, fewer regulations, fewer paperwork, and the stranglehold on them has got to go away in order for them to retain their business.
Well, I think what they're going to be looking for, what they are looking for, what they're going to be looking for, is to say that I don't want government to take care of me. I want the government to create an environment where I can take care of myself.
That's exactly right.
And I think a lot of people have had that understanding. I've felt that way for a long time. But if you're an employee or you're taking care of a family, you're going to have a different perspective than if you're on the front line making payroll in this environment. And that's what's going on, isn't it?
That's right. And you know, the other thing I think that's really critical that your audience I think will be interested in is that the women business owners are going to be watching all of these newly elected officials. And it won't matter to them if they're Republican or Democrat,
right,
or a Tea Party person. They are going to watch and hold them accountable. And if they don't do what they think they ought to be doing, less government specifically, then they'll vote them out at the next election.
And it won't. It won't have anything to do with whether they're Republican or Democrat.
No. They're really not concerned about.
Are you saying that they're more? Are you saying that the growth of independence in America has been largely women?
That's correct. And, you know, economically, more and more women are starting their own businesses, whether they're home-based businesses or they're brick-and-mortar businesses.
Right. And they're probably less visceral about which party they belong to, even if they do claim one or the other.
Yeah, you know, they really don't care.
Yeah. And this is a wake up call for both parties, isn't it?
No, it absolutely is a wake up call.
And I'm glad you're out there helping these women find their voice, Terry Neese. Give us your website quickly before we go to break.
It's www.ieew.org.
IEEW.org. When we come back, we'll talk some more with Terry Neese, some of the things she's got going on to help women, to help empower women. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.